Come November, at least one Latino candidate is guaranteed election to Yakima's city council, and that's a first. This comes after a federal court ruling mandated a switch to district voting after finding Yakima's old election system was unfair. Metro Yakima's population is 38% Latino, second only to Caucasians. But the city's mayor recently said Latinos aren't represented in local government there largely because they don't vote. Kim Malcolm put that question to Vicky Ybarra, a former elected official on the Yakima School Board.
First of all, we know that Latinos are disproportionately low-income in Yakima and in many communities in the Valley, and that low-income voters of all backgrounds have lower rates than other voters. And communities that historically feel like they haven't had a voice, that their voice doesn't matter, why participate? Those communities have lower turnout. I will point, though, to Tuesday's numbers and tell you that in Districts 1 and 2, the two new districts, we have seen increased turnout. The number of voters counted so far in District 1 is a 40% increase in the number we saw in that same geographic area in the 2013 primary.
That's quite a jump. What do you attribute that increase to?
Well, I attribute it first to the opportunity for voices to count and to be heard, and I attribute it second to the work being done in that neighborhood, most probably by the candidates, but also by others who are interested in seeing voters mobilized and community voice.
We know at least one Latino candidate is guaranteed a seat on the city council. What conversations do you hope to see come out of this change to the makeup of the city council?
Well, I think this change in Yakima provides a great platform from which to have deeper conversations about the importance of inclusion in our community, inclusion in civic life, inclusion across the community, and hopefully sort of cross-neighborhood discussions about solving important issues across the community.
What do you think are the issues that Latinos in Yakima are going to be most interested in seeing brought forward?
I think the issue of recreational opportunities is huge in East Yakima, largely Latino neighborhoods, and I'll give you a specific example. In 2005, the city closed two public pools in East Yakima with promises to replace them, and the city is now going through a process of citing a new aquatic center in West Yakima. There seems to be no consideration for the promises made in 2005. The East Yakima neighborhoods' recreational opportunities have decreased over the years, and those are neighborhoods where we're concerned about youth delinquency, where we want to see children have social activities that are positive for their development, and those opportunities just keep getting less and less every year. And I think that we'll see some of those issues come forward.
That's Vicky Ybarra, a former elected official on the Yakima School Board. She just earned her PhD in political science. For the first time, at least one Latino candidate is guaranteed election to Yakima's city council. Ybarra spoke with Kim Malcolm.